والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء أجمعين محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. مستحب غسلز or the recommended غسلز. Well, here you want to mention some of the غسلز which are مستحب, and it is mentioned to be مستحب, but sometimes we read in certain ahadith that to do ghusl in such and such day or in such and such occasion is recommended, but that recommendation probably is not approved by the maraja. To confirm it by the maraja, of course, who knows the ahadith which are right and which are wrong. They are specialized in this field. One has to refer to them for the recommended or mustahab ghusl. So that is why they are mentioning here probably some, and in some other books the details of mustahab ghusl are mentioned. According to some of the ulama, as we discussed before, that ghusl, even if it is mustahab, it will suffice for wudu. No need to do wudu. If somebody do recommended ghusl, is mustahab ghusl, and if that ghusl was proven to be mustahab. But according to Ayatollah al-Faydani, only ghusl of janabat will suffice for wudu, and other ghusls, whether they are wajib or mustahab, will not be sufficient for wudu. One has to perform wudu for prayer after that ghusl. Issue 193, there are many mustahab ghusls, and one of these is the ghusl of Jum'ah, upon which great emphasis and encouragement has been placed. And the time to perform it is from the first moment of morning until dhuhr. So he's mentioning the first one, which is well known and so much emphasis is upon it. Even in hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Imam Ali alayhi salam that if you have a ring, if you have no water to do ghusl, and you have a ring, you may sell your ring, or even you may give money of your lunch, for example, to buy water, then you do it. It is so much recommended. One of the ghusls which are very, very important, and that is called ghusl on Jum'ah or on Friday. Its timing is from dawn time, from time of tulu' al-fajr, Jum'ah, till midday, which is dhuhr. That is the time of it. And the best time for it is the one which is nearer to dhuhr. If one delay it till around dhuhr time, that is better. And after dhuhr, it can be performed not with the intention of performing what is due or of qada, but with the intention of qurbat. Because the timing is from dawn till dhuhr, now if somebody could not make the ghusl before dhuhr, and then suddenly he heard azan of dhuhr for Friday, now it's afternoon, can he perform it or not? Well, to perform it as ada or as a duty is not possible because it's timing till dhuhr. To perform it as qada, again that may not be accepted because it is the same day, still Friday. So what he say, it should be with the intention of making ghusl qurbatan ila Allah ta'ala. So just niyat of qurbat, neither it is ada nor it is qada. Just I do ghusl, that is in the afternoon. Somebody forget to do ghusl in the morning. So in the afternoon he say, I do ghusl of this day, Friday, qurbatan ila Allah ta'ala, without intention of it is ada or it is qada. And if the ghusl Jum'ah is not performed, its qada can be performed the following day from morning until sunset. If somebody for any reason he could not do ghusl in the Friday and Saturday start, then he can do qada of ghusl Jum'ah in Saturday, and his time again starts from morning, means downtime, till sunset, not till midday, not till dhuhr. So on the Saturday he has till sunset, he has the time to do qada of ghusl al-jum'ah. Well, because of its importance, it is said, well, if he feels it in Thursday, he feels that Friday he will not get water, either he is traveling, for example, or he is in water shortage for any reason, and he feels that Friday he will not get water, he can do ghusl of Jum'ah even in Thursday, one day before. Yeah, because niyat is part of the ghusl. If one do ghusl without niyat, means what? I mean, he's just washing his body. Yeah, that is intention. That is niyat. Yeah, ada or qada, yes. I mean, ada and qada, of course, for usual ghusl, there is no qada. There is no qada for ghusl janabat. There is only one ghusl janabat. Either is performed or not performed. Or there is no qada for ghusl hayd. But for prayer, for example, there is qada. Now when you say I offer my zuhr prayer for today, or I have qada for a few days before I was sleeping, I did not establish my prayer. So one has to have intention that is it ada or qada, naturally. Or if somebody is fasting, now he's fasting, what, as an ada because he has nazar, for example, or is fasting qada of Ramadan month because he could not fast in Ramadan month or he was traveling. So niyat should be there, that what he is doing and for what purpose. Because ghusl Jum'ah is exception, has qada or can be performed even on Thursday, or even qurbatan Allah Ta'ala can be performed even Thursday evening, Laylatul Jum'ah. Thursday evening, Laylatul Jum'ah also can be performed. Rajan means qurbatan Allah Ta'ala. If somebody feels that next day, which is a Friday, he will not get water. Friday, yes, it is only ghusl Jum'ah, that is Friday morning till dhuhr. But Thursday, well, it is ghusl Jum'ah, but in advance, or Saturday is qada, and Friday afternoon he has intention of ghusl qurbat Allah Ta'ala, whether ada or qada, that is not there. So whatever Allah knows better, whether it is ada or qada. Issue 194. Ghusl is likewise mustahab on Eid al-Fitr, which is first day of Shawwal, Eid al-Qurban or Eid al-Adha, 10th of Dhul Hajj, day of Arafah, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Eid al-Ghadir, which is 18th of Dhul Hijjah, the first day of Rajab, the 15th of Rajab, and on day of Mab'ath, the day the Prophet received his first revelation, 27th of Rajab, and the odd night of Ramadan month, that is when the first night and the night of third, the night of fifth, and so on. Of course, night of fifth means fourth at night, fourth evening, which is called night of fifth. And so on. So all the odd nights of Ramadan month, ghusl is mustahab. Also, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, all of them, all the nights is mustahab in Ramadan month. and to enter shrine to perform ziyarat of the Ma'sumin alayhim as-salam, mustahab to do ghusl for ziyarat. And to enter Mecca, also mustahab to have ghusl for entering Mecca. To enter Masjid al-Haram, again ghusl just for entering Masjid al-Haram, that intention. And to enter the Kaaba itself, also ghusl for entering Kaaba, if somebody can enter Kaaba, I mean the door of Kaaba, if it is open, then he can enter Kaaba. And there are many other ghusl, which are just in short, but in books, there are some details for ghusl. For example, a child who is just a newborn, it is mustahab ghusl to be done for him. Not wajib, but is mustahab. There is one masala here in the Ayatollah Zulfaydani. He said if somebody has a few ghusls who are all mustahab, he can do one ghusl instead of all. So that is easy. You know, fatwa of some of the ulama, he said only ghusl janabat can cover other ghusls. If there is no janabah, then other ghusls cannot be covered, whether wajib or mustahab. So, but here he said, if you have many ghusls, all are mustahab, you can do one ghusl with the intention of all. Like, for example, on the day of Friday, you are in Mashhad, you want to do ziyarat of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, so you do ghusl with the niyat of Friday, ghusl, and then ziyarat of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and then for istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawbah, all the three can be done in one ghusl, for example. Ziyarat of Ma'sumin. Well, yeah, it is ghusl there to go to them. Now, to do ghusl and do ziyarat from far, afral ghusl in general is mustahab, can be, since it is mentioned. Again, your ulama are not going into details now. To do ziyarat from far, is it the same as ziyarat from near or different? Yeah, ghusl itself. Yes, because you know, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, you have to be in a pure condition. And ghusl is the best way of taharat, the best way of purification. As in some hadith, they say, وَأَيُّ طَهُورٍ أَنْقَى مِنَ الْغُسْلِ, which purity better than ghusl. Of course, with wudu, also you'll get a purity. With tayammum, you'll get a purity. But the best one is ghusl. So one to do ghusl, in some books of mustahabbat mentioned that if somebody want to do tawbah and he want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance, he may do ghusl. Of course, in the book in the risala here is not mentioned, not mentioning, I don't see it about ghusl for tawbah, but what you mentioned here, ghusl for timing and certain days, or entering Masjid al-Haram and other places. But in some places they mention it also ghusl for tawbah, one can do ghusl as well. Of course, you have to do wudu also, because that ghusl will not suffice for wudu. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance. It's called adab of repentance. There are a lot of details. Well, he has to be on wudu, he has to ask Allah with certain du'as and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask Allah by the intercession of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and so on, you know, that is details how to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in general, ghusl itself will give a state of purity. Of course, wudu has to be performed if the ghusl is mustahab. Yeah, he is mentioning here there is ghusl for asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sin-tainting, and also for tawbah, and also just to be what you call it, fresh for ibadat, and ghusl for going in a journey, especially ziyarat, journey of ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So here in Risale is mentioning that ghusl, I mean it's confirming what is written in some other books like Mafatih al-Jinan. So ghusl for hajat, only asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, you do ghusl and go and ask Allah for whatever thing you want. Yeah, and he said for ziyarat of the Holy Prophet and Imams alayhi salam from near or far, you can do ghusl. And then in the Tawbih al-Masail, details are mentioned. Okay, we start now with another subject, and that is tayammum. Commands of tayammum. Issue 195. A person who is not able to use water must perform tayammum in a state of wudu or ghusl. Here wudu or ghusl means whichever of the two is wajib. I mean, if it is wajib for him to perform wudu and he is not able to use water, then he must perform tayammum. Or if it is wajib for him to perform ghusl for janabat or hayd or istihada or whatever other reason, then he might, if he cannot use water, he has to perform tayammum. So for wudu or ghusl means whichever one is the duty of the person. Sometimes it's duty to perform wudu, sometimes it's duty to perform ghusl. So in general, tayammum is performed for those who cannot use water. Now there are several instances for this. I mean, when you say someone cannot use water, means in what conditions one cannot use water. Actually, there are seven conditions where it is discussed how one cannot use water. First, that enough water cannot be found for wudu or ghusl. So the first possibility, that there is no sufficient water available for wudu or for ghusl. If the duty to perform wudu and somebody is in the desert and he doesn't have sufficient water, so here when there is no sufficient water, he has to perform tayammum. Or if he has had duty to have janabat, ghusl or ghusl hayd, and there is no sufficient water for ghusl, there might be insufficient, little water, but that is not sufficient for ghusl. So here he has to do tayammum for with the intention of ghusl. That is the first condition. Second, that there is water, but due to some obstacle, it cannot be obtained. For example, you are in desert and there is water in the well, but you cannot go inside the well and get water. So here, water is available, but the problem, there are obstacles which prevent you from reaching water. Or maybe there is water a little far, but somebody is afraid of animals, afraid of a thief, afraid of someone, and he cannot go to drink water. So these are possibilities, that if water available, but water is, there are some obstacles which would prevent person to get water. So in this case, he has to do tayammum. Third, that from what is considered probable, one becomes afraid that the use of water will jeopardize one's life or well-being, or that due to the use of water, one's illness will be aggravated, in which case tayammum must be performed. That if warm water is not harmful, ghusl or wudu must be performed with warm water, and tayammum is batil. So the third condition, if using water is harmful for the body, harmful, either will affect life of the person, is so harmful that somebody might die if using water, or sometimes is not so harmful, he has some sickness, but using water will elongate his sickness. When you say harmful, I mean how far it is harmful, there must be some limit. Even if it is little harmful, you say then you will go for tayammum? No. But now the weather is cold and you use cold water, I mean it's little harmful, you will not feel happy about it. But that will not threaten your life and will not increase any sickness. So you cannot call it harmful. But if somebody is really having some sickness, he has some infection, for example, and the doctor advised him not to wash with water, and he has some ulcer, that ulcer will get infected, and healing of this ulcer will take longer time, so the sickness will be aggravated. So now if the disease is aggravated by using water, one should not use water and should therefore tayammum. But if using, warm water, not cold water, is not harmful for him, then his duty to perform wudu with hot water, not with cold water. So tayammum cannot be performed. He has to perform it with hot water, for example. So this is a third way, if due to any medical reason. Now this medical reason, should one reach a stage of yaqeen that he is 100% sure water is harmful to him, so that he can change to tayammum, or only if he is sure with great possibility and he is afraid to use water? So how he can know? Sometimes it's difficult to say that 100% sure that water will be harmful. It's not easy to judge it in that way. He says no. If the person himself is afraid of that, and naturally, if he's afraid, either the doctor tells him or previous experience he has, and he feels fear that water is harmful to him. So if he feels fear and if he's afraid of using water, and if he thinks water is harmful for him, so that probability, that is why he is what is considered probable. Probable means the probability. If you say 80%, I am sure that water will be harmful. So even this probability, though it is not a state of yaqeen of 100% surety, but let us say 80% sure, but still, because the person is fearing of using water and he says that most probably water is harmful for me, then that is sufficient for him to change wudu into tayammum. Actually, it is wajib to do tayammum. You cannot wudu.
Suppose if a man
If he can do Jabira, then we discuss in Ahkam of Jabira, then he can perform wudu and he use Jabira above the cut, the wound. But here they said if not, there is no cut, no wound, but water is harmful for the skin. Due to whatever reason, he has some allergy in the body, or he has some eczema or ulcer or something, and they say the water should not be used for 15 days, for example, the doctor tells him. So he should not use water. It's only for that medical reason. Otherwise, if there is wound, and he can do Jabira, he has to do Jabira. Fourth, that to obtain or use water is harmful or extremely difficult. On how using water is harmful or difficult, if he has little water, but they need this water for drinking, when they are in the desert and there is only little water with them. Now if they perform wudu or ghusl with this water and the water will finish, either he or his family or his friend, let us say, will suffer, and there is fear that they will die or get sickness due to lack of water. So here, should he use water for wudu and let others suffer, or he should keep water as reserve for drinking and do tayammum? He said no, in this case he had to do tayammum, because here using water will be difficult and will be harmful for himself or for others. Sometimes it is extremely difficult, it may not be harmful, but the people will feel so thirsty that it will be too much suffering for them. On little thirst, and he says after half an hour you can reach water, then little thirst is possible. But now if you know, let us say in a hot weather, and after one day you reach water, of course one can tolerate thirsty for one day. You will not die for thirsty in one day. But that is too much difficult in hot weather, in desert for example. So you see, in general, if there is fear of some people will die or will get sick, or it will get so much difficulty in tolerating thirsty, then water should be used for drinking and should not be used for wudu or for ghusl. Yes, I mean, we have to press the of course, bleeding continuous cannot be there. You can press it and the blood will stop, and then a bandage will be put so that the blood will... Yeah, but then that is a bleeding, you see, that is a medical emergency. You cannot allow blood to come out continuously. So in such case, the blood will either, the wound has to be sutured, for example, or some surgical or medical treatment to be performed to stop the bleeding. So practically one has to stop bleeding usually. He stopped the blood, so the bandage and others will remain as clean as possible, and the cloth will remain clean. Otherwise continuously the bleeding of the wound naturally will affect the cloth, will affect other parts of the body, and more than size of the wound itself, the other areas all will get najis, and you can clean the adjacent areas, so there is no reason why you keep all the areas najis. The wound itself, you might not be able to clean it, but the adjacent areas, you can make them tahir. So now if the bleeding continuous and making adjacent areas najis, naturally then you have to wash them and make them tahir. So what I mean, practically you have to keep the wound clean and you stop the bleeding so that the najasat is limited to the wound itself. or very little adjacent areas where it cannot be cleaned. Yeah, I mean that is varura, necessity. If that a person feels for himself or for one of his family, friends or dependents, first death, illness or unbearable difficulties, and the same applies if one feels the death due to lack of water of a respected person. Respected person means a human being, you know, a Muslim, a human being who is a respected person. Or the death of one of one's own animals. If we have sheep or cow or chicken, for example, and so on, then if you hear that if one drinks water himself, he will not die, but the animals, if he do wudu or ghusl with that water, the animals that he has will die. So that also is regarded sufficient reason that he should perform tayammum and reserve water for such important reasons. Six. Six. In the case that water is needed to perform something that according to the Sharia is more important than wudu or ghusl. For example, if a person's body or clothes became najis and there is not enough water to both take ghusl or wudu and wash the body or clothes, in which case the body or cloth must be washed and tayammum must be performed. Unless there is nothing upon which it is permissible to perform tayammum, in which case the water must be used to perform ghusl or wudu. Now here, he said, if you have limited water and the body is najis or the cloth we are wearing is najis. So now this water is sufficient, is either to clean the body or clean the cloth or to perform wudu with it. Now which one is more important? Of course to play, to offer our prayer, the body should be tahir and the cloth we are wearing should be tahir, and at the same time we have to perform wudu to be on taharat. Now what to do, which one is more important? So here, cleaning the body and cleaning the cloth is more important than wudu, probably because instead of wudu you can perform tayammum and then you get taharat, but instead of cleaning the body with water, you cannot clean it with anything else, it will remain edges. So in this case, I say that you should use that limited water for cleaning the body or cleaning the cloth, and if it's finished, then for wudu you can perform tayammum. But if suppose you do not have dust or mud or whatever thing, you can do tayammum in it. You are in a hotel, for example, in London, and you don't have anything where you can perform tayammum upon it, and you have limited water, for example. Here said because tayammum also you cannot perform, then you use the water for wudu and pray with the najis body or dress, because you have no other option for that.
Why
the sand? So tayammum?
Yeah,
no, we can, but suppose you don't have it at that place. There is no sand with you, there is no mud with you, and you are in a place where these things are not available with you. Not at home, maybe you have brought from the desert, you kept at home some sand for tayammum. But if you are outside and you are in a hotel, outside is all buildings and houses, and there is no place to find something for tayammum, for example. I mean, this is just an example. Seven, that the time remaining in which to offer the prayer is so short that to take ghusl or wudu would mean that there would not be time for the prayer or a part of the prayer. This is the seventh place where one should perform tayammum instead of wudu or instead of ghusl if the time for a prayer is too short and you feel that if you perform wudu or if you perform ghusl then you will lose your prayer. And because to pray is on time is wajib, then here you are allowed to perform tayammum and offer your prayer. Suppose someone awakes 5 minutes before sunrise in the morning and he finds himself to go till he reaches the bathroom and perform wudu and so on will take 5 minutes time of him, and then sun will rise and will the time for morning prayer, he will lose it. And he has sand just beside him, so he can perform tayammum quickly and offer his prayer on time. He said all the prayer or part of the prayer. Again, this will come in subject or in the chapter of prayer. What do he mean part of the prayer? Because sometimes if one rak'at is on time and the other rak'at is outside the time, it is okay. For example, if Asr prayer, you prayed one rak'at and then sunset happened, then the other three rak'at will be outside the time because sunset was there. So it still is okay because one rak'at is sufficient. So I mean all or part, I mean that part will come in detail in future in chapter of prayer. So it means if all or part of the prayer cannot be performed on time, if somebody will go and make ghusl, and ghusl may take 10-15 minutes for example, then he has to perform tayammum. Or if some lady has a cycle and 10 minutes before sunset, she got tahir, or 5 minutes before sunset she got tahir. Now to go and perform ghusl will take more than 5 minutes and then she will lose the time for the prayer. So here she has to perform tayammum and offer her prayer on time. Yeah, it depends. If tayammum on behalf of ghusl al-janabat, then no need for wudu. But if tayammum on behalf of another ghusl, which necessitates wudu, then there is need for another tayammum for instead of wudu as well. Two tayammum. Yes. Issue 196. If a person whose duty it is to take tayammum due to shortage of time performs ghusl or wudu instead, then that ghusl or wudu is batil. Now, if someone he knows that the time is tight for wudu or ghusl, and he go and perform ghusl instead of taking tayammum, whether his ghusl will be right, though he has done a sin, or even his ghusl will be nullified. He said no, his ghusl is nullified, batil, because he did ghusl in haram way, not in halal way. It was haram for him to leave the prayer, and he left his prayer on time, and he did ghusl. So his ghusl is batil. He has to perform another ghusl. Yeah, well, then he has to do qada of his, the time for prayer has finished. Now the prayer, he has to do qada of that prayer. Then he has to do ghusl for the next prayer. Or if you want to pray qada of his prayer.
No, I think
Prayed ghusl and then he forget to pray for any reason. The time is tight, and now the duty for someone who has a shortage of time is to perform tayammum, not to perform ghusl. Now, instead of doing his duty in tayammum, he went and performed ghusl, and the time of the prayer is over. So now you say his ghusl now is batil because he has done it in a time haram. Was it a duty to go and offer his prayer? Now he did not pray, become haram. That is the thing is. No, you should perform ghusl again to be able to pray. Not matter, it is out of time now. Your time is over. Suppose early morning and sunrise, and after sunrise you can do ghusl anytime. You can wait till dhuhr and do ghusl again for dhuhr and asr prayer. Because now the time is over, there is no duty for prayer. Prayer becomes qada. Qada, you can do it on time, you can do it later on. Yes, so yes, he should not go, he should perform tayammum and offer his prayer and then go for toilet. Well, if possible, yes, but now if theoretically you say it is not possible that he will spoil his dress and he cannot control himself, then naturally if he spoils himself, then he cannot perform prayer. But if he can control himself for 2 minutes, let us say, then he has to perform prayer. That the Sharia prevents the use of water. For example, the only pot from which to power the water is maghsoob or of gold or silver. Now here he means if there is water, but to use that water there are some restrictions by Sharia, because the pot that you will carry water with it is made of silver and gold, and you are not allowed to use that. So you are doing haram by using that. So you should not do haram for sake of wudu. You do tayammum. Or if the pot belongs to someone who do not allow you to use it, and you have no other way to take water out except that pot. So here, again, you should not use somebody's pot without his permission. When water is not readily available, you have to perform tayammum. To have ghusl at time of Azan, or before or after Azan, is equally alright. But make no difference. But what is mentioned is that the intention for ghusl, and we mentioned that for wudu before, if you say I do ghusl of janabat, for example, to perform my prayer, dhuhr prayer, and the time for dhuhr has not entered yet, so your ghusl will not be valid. If you have to make ghusl before time, you say I do ghusl qurbatan Allah Ta'ala to be clean, not necessary to offer a prayer, just to be clean, to be tahir. That is the intention. So now at time of the prayer, adhan, you say, well, at time of adhan, whether the time of a prayer is on or still not yet. Now it depends. So if you do ghusl and the time is not there, means with the intention it is for this prayer, then that ghusl might be batil. But if you do ghusl, that I do ghusl even if the time is over, I do ghusl qadratan Allah Ta'ala. Now whether I pray now or I pray later on makes no difference, but I do ghusl just to be qadr. Fajr or zuhr or makes no difference. So it's better always to have wudu or ghusl with the intention of qurbatan Allah Ta'ala, not for sake of this prayer. So that if you did a mistake on time, I mean Fajr is for example 5 o'clock, 15 minutes, and you are awake at 5 o'clock and you said, okay, let me perform wudu and wait for Azan. So you perform wudu with the intention of morning prayer. You say morning prayer has not started yet. The time has not started. So it's better to say, I do wudu qurbatan Allah Ta'ala. Now if the time started, okay. If not started, still it's okay. Because qurbatan Allah Ta'ala, you can do it at any time. We come to the things upon which tayammum is sahih. Now we discussed we'll complete the subject on what things we can perform tayammum and how to perform tayammum. Issue 197, tayammum performed on the ground is permissible, whether the ground is earth, sand, shingle, clods of earth, or a stone, or even gypsum before it is baked, but after being baked according to essential ihtiyat,